and you have your corn popped and you pour it over in your corn, and then you stir it up real good. Mm-hmm. And when it gets cool enough, you can, you make it out in balls. Hmm. Put it together pretty hard and lay it out and let it cool, and it's good. And then we made peanut candy, because we raised our peanuts, you see. And we would part your peanuts and shell them and do them the same way. Put them in the... Now maybe cook our candy real good and then pour the peanuts over in your candy. But the other way, we found the other way around, you pour your candy over your corn. Mm-hmm. And then you put that out, grease a pan with butter good, put that out in a pan. And then you can take, when it gets cold, you can take a knife and cut it and square it.
Mm, that sounds good. Mm. I love peanuts.
And by now, your mama used to make fudge when she was at home a lot. I never had much hand cooked candy like that. Because when we cooked this syrup candy, watch it pull. She would pull it together. And we used to, when we was young, we would have candy pullings. We'd all get together and assemble it and call it candy pulling. And they'd cook sugar candy and syrup candy like that. And we'd pull it.
Tried that one.
Maybe a girl, a boy, big partners, you know, and they pull the candy.
You mean when it was cold?
Yeah.
You do that?
Well, it's kind of...
You have to wait till it gets warm enough that you can handle it, but you don't want to wait till it gets all the way cold. Mm-hmm. And if you keep pulling it, it'll get hard, and the time it gets cold, it'll be where you can just take a knife and hack it in.
And then is it really thin?
Mm-hmm. Just like hard stick of candy.
Oh, that sounds good too.
We did that for a demonstration.
We had taffy all over the house. Or was that taffy? Is that what it is? I've seen machines that pull it. I've never seen it.
You can put it in your hands.
Did your mama ever let you dress up? Like if you put on her clothes?
No, not putting on her clothes. I don't remember doing that. And a lot of little children do like to put on grown people's clothes, but in Sudie when they were small, and put on the high heel shoes. But I don't remember them doing that. I have spa back, I don't remember.
What about cosmetics? In those days, weren't you, well, I suppose if your father wouldn't let you cut your hair, you couldn't wear cosmetics either.
Yes, I did when I got old enough I wanted to. He didn't care for that. I don't know why that I had to take Papa Sloan to let me cover my hair. Because I wore it long all my life, I guess, and he just couldn't see it cut. But I remember long about when I first put powder on my face and rouge.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was from that to lipstick.
What was the rouge made out of? Do you know?
I don't know.
Was it creamy? What was it like?
No, it's in a little cake. It's kind of like cake powder. And it had a little puff. You had to rub that little puff over your cake. It's in a little something about that big. And with a lid, maybe a little mirror in the lid.
Mm-hmm.
You take that little powder and rub it in your fridge and then rub it on your face.
Hmm.
I remember the first box of rouge I ever had. I have on Uncle John, one of Mama's brothers, gave me and one of my first cousins, Kate Lane, gave us. He we were just his pets. He was an old bachelor. He never did marry. But he just loved little girls. He just thought little girls was just the sweetest, cutest thing, huh? And me and Kate got it big enough that he wanted us to have some rouge, and he bought us a box of rouge apiece. And of course, it lasted, I guess, 10 years. Like, 5 or 10.